Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Bob Mendelson, and this is the Bob's Your Uncle podcast. Thanks for joining me for this Bob's Your Uncle podcast, season 3, episode 38. And today we have part 2 of the interview with Shane Stubbs, a Sydney phys ed teacher, a coach, and someone deeply involved in the new science of physical health. What's that? Stay tuned. Note the music, Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. You can now find us and comment to us wherever you get your podcasts. Tell us what matters to you, what triggers your joy, what bothers you in the world. Let us know. We'll see where the spirit leads us. You might be on the road in Kansas City or at the gym in Sydney, wherever you are. Thanks for being with us these 18 minutes. Of note, the opinions are strictly my own and those of my guests. On this date in history, the 12th of September in 1992, astronaut Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to fly in space, part of the Space Lab J mission. In 1974, Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, the emperor, was deposed by the Derg, a committee of revolutionary soldiers. In 1977, South African activist Steve Biko died from injuries suffered while in police custody. He subsequently became an international martyr for South African black nationalism. In 1515, Swiss mercenaries attacked the French position near Marignano. The next day, they were defeated by French and Italian troops, giving rise to Switzerland's policy of neutrality, which continues to this day. And that's the historical marker of the week. I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. We welcome you now to part 2 of the interview with Shane Stubbs.
So the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century is the unbelievable rates of excess weight, obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease. They're out of control, and they're causing sickness, disease, and so many premature deaths. But, and that's like 30 years after my own father died at 46 years of age from a sudden heart attack, like just gone, no warning, no anything. So that's the crisis that exists, because all of those big four are exploding around the world in all the industrialized countries. But the biggest public health problem is the lack of falling in love with wanting to be physically healthy. And that is the, if you don't solve the second one or come up with a formula for the second one, the first one doesn't matter. You want, and that everything I see that goes on in the learning world, and that's why I built what you can see behind me, the Outsmart Classroom. It's an online learning platform. I built that because everything I see, the first thing they're trying to do is get people to solve the crisis. But you got to solve the problem first of all. So I teach people, adults and teenagers, how to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy.
And whether it's fear, like the loss of your father, or it is the desire to look like Mike, as they said back in the 90s.
Yeah, be like Mike.
Whatever it is that motivates us, whether it's a negative cause or a positive cause, if the result is a positive response to it all, then you've won.
You know, the biggest challenge and the problem that I've seen until I invented this learning framework, how to get people to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy, the biggest challenge is that people are unaware of the pathology of a disease. So my father has a heart attack at 46, but the negative molecular and physiological health adaptations that caused it began at 22. And people don't have no concept of that. Like, it's just like, where did this pancreatic cancer come from? Where did my bowel cancer come from? Where did my stroke come from? Where did my diabetes come from? Well, it came 20 years before you felt it. And that's the greatest challenge that people face is, if you get a toothache or a broken arm, it's an immediate pain. You go to get it fixed. But if you don't have that, you think there's nothing wrong under the hood.
You are an author and a podcaster and all that since COVID hit in 2020. What's your take on wellness since that epidemic hit the world?
My observation, and remember, I see more people than most people. I see 1,000 students a year, and I've been doing it now for 37 years. That's a lot of people. And I mix with a lot of adults and parents, you know, as well, like, you know, parent-teacher nights and stuff like that. Here's my observation. During COVID, the people that were physically active to the point where they decreased their risk of complications from the big four, those people declined a little bit. But it's actually not a big section of our population. My research shows we've probably got about, whether it's Australia where you and I live or America where you're from originally, or any of the other countries that listen to this program, we have probably 90 to 95% of adults that are not in the area of being involved in falling in love with being physically healthy. They're living life day to day. That group there, they also declined because they weren't even walking to the bus stop or getting in their car and driving to work and parking and walking around the office and climbing up and down ladders if they're a tradesperson. So they were doing less. But the reality is that wellness since that time period has probably not shifted any more than it has in... My grandfather died in 1972 from a heart attack. It was the number one cause of sickness, disease, and death back then. It's the number one cause of sickness, disease, and death today.
You like to talk about the metabolic health secrets that no one ever taught you.
Yeah.
If you share those secrets, they're not really secret after that, are they? So can you share one of those secrets with us?
I'll pick one out. Let me pick one out. And I call them secrets predominantly because almost no one's ever heard of them. But as soon as you do, you go, oh, wow, I have no idea that's what happens inside the human body. So let me give you one metabolic secret that I find fascinating. Inside your blood vessels is a skin that's the biggest part of the human body. And doctors, cardiologists have given, and medical doctors have a name for the skin. So you look at the skin on the outside of your body, your blood vessel network is big enough to wrap around the earth. And people don't go, what? You got enough blood vessels inside the human body to, if you lay them end to end, they'll wrap around the earth.
One body?
One human body.
One will earth.
Wrap around the entire planet.
That's unheard of.
Well, there's a reason for that. Take your lungs only. Just examine the human lungs. You have 500 million air sacs called alveoli.
Alveoli, yep.
Now, what happens is around every air sac are arteries and veins. Just that's why it lays end to end. So it's not major arteries only. It's a whole range of smaller blood vessel networks. So back to the skin. The skin is called, this is a metabolic secret. The skin is called endothelial tissue. As you and I went through our 20s. We went through our 30s. And by the time we got to our 40s, we noticed we had a few little wrinkles on the outside. And the ladies notice more than the men do and are concerned about it more. We're not so concerned about it. And at the same identical time, the skin called the endothelial tissue is also becoming less flexible and has less collagen and is aging on the inside. Think of your blood vessels like a pipe. Imagine if a pipe becomes more brittle over time, less flexible, but you go to force liquid through the pipe like a hose that's frozen in the morning from a 0-degree day. Well, what happens is if it becomes so inflexible by the time you're in your 40s, like 20 years of decreasing the flexibility of your endothelial tissue could end up causing a stroke. And there's things you can do to accelerate it and things you can do to decrease it. It could end up causing a blockage at your heart because it's inflexible. So here's a metabolic secret. If you learn the correct dose of physical activity, so every time you have the correct dose of physical activity on a 7-day cycle, your body releases a molecule called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide increases the flexibility of your endothelial tissue. Now, nitric oxide has a short half-life, meaning it gets out of the blood vessel network very quickly. So the metabolic secret is find out what the correct dose of physical activity is that releases nitric oxide so that a guy that's 57 like me or a guy that's 72 like you have perfectly functioning endothelial tissue and you don't create something called endothelial dysfunction. The guy that goes to the cardiologist and the cardiologist does a test. This is the test they do. Here's the test. They put a gel on your wrist and they put a wand on your wrist that like a pen that's attached to a screen. And a cardiologist will measure something called your pulse wave velocity, the speed with which blood leaves your heart, reaches your fingers, and reaches your toes and returns. The faster that happens, the greater your endothelial dysfunction and your big risk of heart disease or heart attack or stroke. The slower it happens, the more flexible your blood vessels are. Now, the beautiful thing is, in a 90 days, 180-day period, you can dramatically increase your endothelial function. So that's a metabolic secret. Most people don't know.
I am fascinated. This is great. Shane, we just happened on each other, and I'm already writing down stuff to learn. What's ahead for you here in Sydney and beyond? Are there more books?
Let me tell you what we want to do. And one of the reasons I was so thrilled to come on your show. The goal of the new science of physical health is to get it to, in a very short period of time, to grow it to 100,000 downloads a month. So we
this
put out
podcast. This is the podcast.
Yeah, this is the podcast. Yeah. Get the show to 100,000 downloads a month. Then let's get it to 1 million downloads a month. So we've got 12 million a year. Sounds like a mountain to climb, but I've got some strategies and tactics and frameworks in place to do that.
Pretty exciting. You and your wife get long service leave. Do you have that?
Yeah, I've had plenty of long service leave over the few years. And, my goal is to continue to drive the show and all the supporting material, like my Outsmart classroom, where I teach people simply to outsmart sickness, disease, and premature death, and to be able to be, instead of being a medical person that causes influence, I want to be an educator to influence people. It's been my career. I'm insanely obsessed with it.
You've got several things we've mentioned, the podcast,
yeah,
the Outsmart classroom, yeah, the algorithm.
Yeah.
How can people reach you? Is there a single...
Oh, I've got a new one. We're just about to begin. I've done the first episode. This is so cool. We've got one called The Wellness Wars, a health showdown between the famous. Former President Donald Trump versus current President Joe Biden in The Wellness Wars. And And in the episode that we're about to put together in the studio, we have in their own voices, I won't tell you how this is done, but we have in their own voices, President Donald Trump speaking and President Joe Biden speaking in the first episode of the Wellness Wars. If people just go to the show, The New Science of Physical Health, on any podcast app, they'll find links in the show notes. And that's okay. Where they can get everything. Just find
we'll
the links.
We'll put some of those links in the notes of my show as well, right, so that people can do that. It has been a real pleasure. Is there anything else?
You know, as you can see straight above my head in the screen here, it says learn to live longer. And really, that's when my father's life was snatched away from us, I was 23. He was 46 years old. If I built the Outsmart Classroom and the New Science of Physical Health. So that's what the future really lies ahead for me.
I'm excited for you, Shane. This is great. And yeah. I'm going to try to take your word and your phrase and amend it to something which I can do. Love to live longer.
Yeah.
So learning is an educator's word. I was a
that's school right. teacher.
And I appreciate it. I've been teaching the Bible for decades.
Wonderful.
Love to live longer both includes the passion you have to help other people live longer. Yeah. It's love that does keep us living longer, because you described that we've got to enjoy and be almost passionate about the sport or activity that will keep us living longer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to amend that for me. I'm going to love to live longer.
I thank you for letting me share some time. I so much appreciate it.
I really enjoyed this. Shane, have a great rest of 2023, and let's see what else we can keep doing to make the world a better place.
Yeah, thank you. You're doing a great job. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your time.
What do you think about all this? Write me on bobmendo@aol.com or comment or even video to me on Instagram or Twitter @BobsYourUnclePC. I'd love to know what you think about all this. Don't forget to post a review on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you're getting your podcasts. And also, don't forget to subscribe. Every week we read from the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible, and today's no different. From the prophet Jeremiah, he said, "They will not give you over. Please obey the Lord in what I'm saying to you, that it may go well with you and you may live." Join me next week as I share with you some lessons from the Jewish New Year, which begins this Friday, Lashana Tova. Until then, from me, Bob Mendelsohn, when things seem bleak or uncertain, look up to God. He's in his heaven, and Bob's your uncle. Shalom from Sydney.